بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. الله سبحانه وتعالى states in the Quran that واذكروا الله كثيرا. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, لعلكم تفلحون, so that you may become successful. A person who wants success, then Allah shows us the remedy that you must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. That person who remembers Allah ta'ala in abundance, then automatically he will be able to gain that spiritual strength, as we mentioned last week, to combat nafs and shaitan. Without dhikrullah, it becomes difficult for a person to make mukhalafat, to oppose and to overpower his nafs. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, and many mashayikh have mentioned that when a person wants to make islah, then the very beginning steps a person takes, the very primary and beginning steps a person takes, is that he starts making dhikrullah. When a person makes dhikrullah, then automatically now that heart, the spiritual heart, will gain its correct nourishment. When the heart gains the correct nourishment, then automatically, like how the blood flows in the body and gives the person energy to move about, to walk, to be able to do other tasks, like that, the spiritual heart, when it gains its correct nourishment, and that is dhikrullah, then automatically the nur, which we mentioned last week, the nur of taqwa, begins to shine in his heart, and he then begins to make the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He begins to obey Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then he naturally finds himself being attracted towards hasanat and good deeds. He will do all those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll desire to be in an environment that is one which is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be in that gathering which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be in the company of those people who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His tongue will become moist in the dhikr of Allah, his heart brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his jawarih, his limbs also in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll move away from nafs and shaitan. But that person who does not make the dhikr of Allah, he becomes oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. He becomes negligent of Allah ta'ala's dhikr. Then he finds himself going closer and closer to nafs and shaitan. He moves away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he becomes closer and closer to nafs and shaitan until he becomes a slave of his passions and desires. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. When a person takes his desires, his deity. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Tabrani, that مَا عُبِدَ إِلَهٌ تَحْتَ السَّمَاءِ أَبْغَضَ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْهَوَىٰ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that there is no deity worshipped under the sky, obviously no false deity that is worshipped under the sky, that is most, or there is no deity worshipped under the sky more disliked in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than هَوَىٰ. هَوَىٰ means nafs. In other words, when the person begins to worship his nafs, how does he worship his nafs? By obeying the commands of his desires, his carnal desires, the wrong and evil temptations. He begins to follow these evil temptations. When the nafs attracts him and pulls him towards evil, towards filth, towards zina, towards haram, towards sin, towards the ma'asiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is as though he is now worshipping this false deity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abhors shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah hates any person worshipping anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith says that the worst thing under the sky that a person worships is his nafs, his desires. May Allah ta'ala protect us. It is something for us to ponder over, that we should not just become slaves of our nafs and temptations and desires. Every small little command, our nafs prompts us and takes us and commands us towards some evil, very easily we fall into the clutches of our nafs. And we have no control whatsoever. So we have become slaves, or we become slaves of the nafs. And to take us out of this bondage and the slavery of nafs, nafs became the master, nafs became the ilah, nafs became the deity, and we became the slaves. To take us out of this, one has to take the first step, and that is dhikrullah. Otherwise, when a person becomes so ghafil, then he follows his shahwat, his desires. And it will just take him further and further and further away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Therefore, some mashayikh have mentioned, dhikrullah, yurdir rahman, wa yus'idul insan, wa yadhabul ahzan, wa yamla'ul mizan. So beautifully, that dhikrullah pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are taking the name of your Allah. Oh, Hazrat Hakim Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to mention that islah ki asan nuskha, the very simple nuskha, prescription for islah, and amongst that he had mentioned the very simple way, he said, Thora bahut zikrullah kar lena. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that you must make muraqabah of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder, reflect, think, and appreciate the ni'mat Allah has given you. Why? When you will sit and you will think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ni'mat. Allah has given me sight. Allah has given me the faculty of hearing. I'm able to taste with my tongue. I'm able to speak. I'm able to move. I'm able to do so many tasks. I'm able to breathe in the air that Allah has given me as a ni'mat. Allah has given me iman. Allah has given me the ability to take His name, to make sajda to Him. So many ni'mats. When a person ponders over the ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat and he makes shukr, then he will definitely become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these two things he has mentioned, and the third one he has mentioned that find yourself or be in the company of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in the company of the Ahlullah. When a person does the dhikrullah and he then ponders over and reflects over the ni'mats of Allah, stays in the company of good, automatically he will stay away from evil. He will stay away from sayyi'at. He will stay away from ma'asi and dhunub. He will always be in a good environment. And if he slips, if he errs, then immediately he will. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. The moment they slip, the moment they blunder, then they immediately turn to Allah, they remember Allah, and they make tawbah and istighfar. So yurdir rahman, dhikrullah, pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yus'idul insan, it makes man successful, happy. And wa yadhabul ahzan, it removes the grief, sorrow. Whenever we sit and we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it rahmatullah used to say, their pyar, aashiqana tor par Allah ka naam lo. Take the name of Allah as a lover of Allah. Take the name of Allah which is so sweet, in a sweet manner. So when the person makes zikrullah, he finds itminan of the heart. He finds the solace, that peace, all the tension is gone, depression is gone. And وَيَمْلَأُ الْمِيزَانِ, we mentioned not long ago, that when we see Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, these tasbihat, these words of Allah, these kalimas of Allah, it fills the mizan, the scales on the day of Qiyamah. So, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah in abundance, so that you may be successful. Every one of us wants success, we desire success. So the very first step is seriously we sit, and we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only on a certain occasion or once a week. There is no specific time. Dhikrullah, all the time. In other words, our concentration, our mind, our dhyan. When our tongues are not engaged in the dhikr of Allah, our heart does not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our actions are not contrary to what Allah ta'ala desires from us. We are always mindful. Allah is watching. And let me do that which pleases my Allah. Let me only speak that which pleases my Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Beside Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 الله
ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا الله ما لغناكم عافرنا, يا الله ما لخطاكم عافرنا, يا الله هم كمزور هي مجرم هي, يا الله هم إقراري مجرم هي, يا الله هم ضعيف هي, يا الله يا الله لكن تو قوي هي, تو عزيز هي, تو حكيم هي, رؤوف هي, رحمن هي, رحيم هي, يا الله تو تواب هي, يا الله يا الله accept our توبه, يا الله forgive us, يا الله يا الله رحم فرما, كرم كما معاملة فرما, يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة, يا الله you love to forgive, يا الله يا الله forgive us now, يا الله يا الله the month of Rajab is leaving, يا الله the month of Shaaban is on our doorstep, then comes the month of Ramadan, يا الله bless us in these Mubarak months, يا الله make us, يا الله يا الله see the month of Ramadan, يا الله in a good condition, يا الله يا الله in a spiritually good condition, يا الله in a physically good condition, يا الله grant us good sihat, يا الله health, يا الله grant us taqwa, يا الله grant us the nur of taqwa, يا الله يا الله grant us, يا الله hidayat, يا الله يا الله make this Shaaban and Ramadan be excellent months in our life, يا الله يا الله make it be a turning point in our life, يا الله a means of hidayat for us, يا الله a means of getting your qurb, يا الله your proximity, يا الله a means of us changing our life, يا الله for the better, يا الله to come close to you, يا الله to go away from nafs and shaitan, يا الله يا الله make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, يا الله make us true dhakirin and shakirin, يا الله help us to increase our tilat of the Quran, يا الله help us to increase our adhkar, يا الله help us, يا الله to perfect our salat, يا الله help us to discharge our zakat, يا الله يا الله make our roza become asan for us, يا الله يا الله don't make us become slaves of our nafs and shaitan, يا الله don't make us become slaves of nafs, يا الله يا الله grant us nafs نفس مطمئنه ما الله يا الله bless us with afiyat salamati hifazat izzat aman chain sukoon rahat protection your marifat your qurb yaqeen your dhat halawat of iman istiqamat and taqwa best of dunya best of akhirat my Allah ya Allah don't deprive any one of us of your mercies my Allah your abounding mercies my Allah ya Allah your limitless mercies my Allah ya Allah your unending mercies my Allah ya Allah give us your love and muhabbat my Allah ya Allah grant us ya Allah that one nazar rahmat one nazar karam my Allah ya Allah grant us ya Allah all of us ya Allah forgiveness my Allah ya Allah we are turning to you my Allah ya Allah we can't even shed tears my Allah ya Allah our hearts have become so heavy my Allah our hearts have become blackened with sin and ma'asiyat my Allah but ya Allah with the dhikr that we have made my Allah ya Allah with the water ya Allah of the dhikr of your beautiful name my Allah it wash away all the sins of our heart my Allah your name is so powerful my Allah your name is so beautiful my Allah ya Allah it is so soothing my Allah ya Allah wash away our sins my Allah ya Allah make our hearts clean my Allah ya Allah hamari dilon ko musaffa mujalla muzakka Bana. Ya Allah, make the sunnahs of Nabiya Kareem some come into our life, my Allah. Make us become, Ya Allah, true followers of the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every aspect of our life, my Allah. In our akhlaq, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, Ya Allah, in our ibadat. Ya Allah, make us hold onto Quran and sunnah, my Allah. Make us love every single sahabi of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to emulate them, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us, Ya Allah, follow nafs and shaitan and all your enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, protect our young ones, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have begged, ya Allah, you have asked us, my Allah, to beg from you only, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only begging from you, my Allah. We haven't raised our hands to anybody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, yeah, that we should only ask you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us, my Allah, protection from every type of sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us protection from our enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah, in hospital, wherever they may be, my Allah. Whatever operation they have undergoing, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them chain, sukoon, Ya Allah, give them shifa, my Allah. All the marhumeen, give them jannat wa firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Give us a maut on iman, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Grant us buril jannatul baqi, the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothur water from Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Without any reckoning, my Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our relatives, our musallis, mutalliqeen, mashayikh, our students, our ulama. Ya Allah, every single ummati of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially those brothers, Ya Allah, who have raised their hands here tonight. And our mothers and sisters and others listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from every single fitna, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever jais tamanna we have, fulfill our desires, my Allah. We've got different needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need who has raised his hand now to you, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi become asan for us, my Allah. Help us to use it in the correct way, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from israf, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us bakhil, Ya Allah. Make us be generous people, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us an excellent akhlaq, my Allah. Allah, Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Make them awliya-i kamileen, siddiqeen. Make them anki tandak, my Allah.
ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Ya Allah, give us hikmat, my Allah. Give us tafaqquh fi deen. All good works of deen, Ya Allah, accept the good works of deen. Da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts of mashayikh and the khanqas, the madaris, makatib, darul ulum, different organizations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Use us also for the khidmat of your deen, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.